Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for attending Newcomer Worship Center. This is our Friends and Family Day. We thank you all for coming. We thank you for being in the house. We ask you all to participate in the service, and this is our call to worship. We're going to open up in prayer, and then the praise team is going to come on.
Good morning, New Covenant Worship Center. If you would please stand for those who can.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all of us being here, Father God. Thank you for all of those that are on their way, Father God. That you would just clear the road so they can make it, Father God. So they can hear your word, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would open up our minds and our heart to receive your word, Father God. The words that you have for us on this day, Father Lord. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would embrace us with your love, Father God. That you would continue to loving us like you do, Father God. Be with us, Father God. Be with all the people in the service, Father Lord. Your kingdom, your people, your children, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would put your ear, incline your ear unto us on this morning, Father God, as we praise and worship you, Lord, and we open up our hearts, Father God. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless the music, Father God, the praise and worship, Father God. Let your angels join us, Father God, to worship you, Father God, as you commanded us to do, to praise and worship you and with a pure heart, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there's anything inside of us that does not please you, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would take it out, Father God, so that we can worship you wholeheartedly, Father God, so we can receive your word wholeheartedly, Father Lord. We ask you, Lord, to cover us with your precious blood, Father God, all of your people, Father God. And if there is any among us that is sick, Father God, that you would start your healing process if you had not healed them already, them walking in, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, for this day, for this time. I ask you, Lord, to be with our apostle and our pastor, Father God, as they're on vacation, Father God. Be with them and love them and guide them and teach them and just open up, Father God. Give them a resting time, Father God, so that we could continue being thirsty for you, Father God. So we could continue being super thirsty for you, Father God, so that we will never lack anything, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Good morning, good morning. All right, now this morning I'm calling on the whole choir.
Amen.
I'm calling on the whole choir.
Hallelujah.
You guys know these songs, so come on and praise and release this morning. Here we go.
Lord, you reign above every name.
Something about just that part right there. Over my circumstance. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. You reign.
Hallelujah.
You reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
some praise.
You have won the victory.
And we're so grateful, God, that you won it for us, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
You have won it all for me.
Hallelujah. Let the band play. Hallelujah. As we bask in your presence, oh God. We give you the glory, oh God. We magnify your holy name. We are so grateful, hallelujah, for your presence in this place. We thank you, Father, that you set us free for those things that bind us. You deliver us, oh God, late in the midnight hour. We call on your name, oh God. You're right there for us.
Apostle's email. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope all is well. We are moving forward with our year of debt freedom 2022 vision. We raised $1,435 last week. That's $1,435. We now only need $29,578 to meet our goal of $50,000. So for that person, I'm gonna be like Apostle. God, put it on your heart. Make that check out to New Covenant Worship Center. 29,578.00. We are believing God for increase, overflow, unexpected income, promotion, favor, and prosperity in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. We will be a debt-free ministry and people to the glory of God. Thank you all for continuing to support the ministry. We appreciate you all. Blessings, Apostle Jonas. If you need an envelope, raise your hand. We have 40% met our goal. So now we need 60%. Ooh, this is a glorious day, but it's also a sad day. And I just have to say something, because if you didn't know, we all know we lost Mother Simmons. But she's with the Lord now, and she right there got a front seat around the throne praising God. And I believe that. And Apostle didn't make no mistake when he assigned her to me, because she became my spiritual mother. And it's hard for me, because when I'm here on every Sunday, I look back to see if she's here. But now I'm going to look forward, because I know where she is. Mother Simmons loved us. She set an example. Woo! Over here, to my right, if you have your tithe and your offering. Oh, Terrence, bring the basket. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. You deserve your praise. You deserve your honor. You deserve your glory, no matter what is going on in our lives. Ooh, I bless you, Jesus. I'm going to say hallelujah. Over here to my left. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we have a ministry where Apostle taught us not to look to him, but to look to Jesus. And even though he's not here, we all know Jesus is here. And the prayer's going forth, the praise and worship's going forth, the musicians are going forth. Everything is set up to be done decent and in order. Sunday school was awesome. God is awesome. We serve an awesome, mighty God. And I thank God that we have a team. This is kingdom. We're kingdom citizens. We ain't at church. We doing kingdom business at another level. And it's all to the glory of God. And I praise God and I thank God for a leader, a man after his own heart, who pulls on us, who imparts into us to go and do God's work, to do God's will. So Lord, I thank you that wherever Apostle and Pastor Venice are right now, that you bless them mightily. Like he always said, give them unexpected income. Is there anybody else who would like to give? We're going to have an awesome word coming forth today. And don't look at the messenger. Open up your spiritual ears to hear the message. That's what's important. The message that lines up with the word of God. So Lord, I thank you and I bless you and I praise you for this offering. I praise you for these tithes. I thank you for the people whose hearts are pure toward you, because you love a cheerful giver. I thank you that we're casting our bread on the water, and these are the many days that is returning unto us. Lord, I thank you. I bless you that you bless us above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. 30, 60, 100-fold blessings. So Lord, we present this offering to you to take care of the needs of your house, because you said to bring the tithes into the storehouse and there will be meat and room and my whatever. I'm sorry, I'm paraphrasing. Lord, forgive me. But we know what that means, Lord. You're going to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. So I thank you, Lord, that there is meat in your house. And I thank you, Lord, that money is looking after all of us to catch up, to overtake us, and that we will be good stewards over your money. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Time for our announcements. Let's welcome Sister Barbara as she comes forth. Yes. Praise God.
Good morning, New Covenant. How's everyone this morning? Okay, these are our announcements. Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. is the men's prayer on the conference line. Wednesday is corporate fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fruit, water, nuts, and a small salad. Thursday is Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Saturday is movement ministry at 7 a.m. We meet at the church parking lot. Sunday, Sunday school at 9 a.m. Sunday morning worship begins at 10 a.m. On June 24th, Apostle has a speaking engagement at Imago D Ministry at their Heal the Land Revival. The revival will take place at New Nations Anointed Ministry, Church of God in Christ, located at 1700 West 87th Street in Chicago, Illinois. The time is 7 p.m. On June 25th, The Preacher's Kids, The Untold Story stage play will come back to New Covenant Worship Center at 3 p.m. Tickets are on sale at amenzone.org, or you can purchase your tickets here at the church on Sundays. You must buy your tickets in advance. And let's keep Mother Simmons' family in prayer. Yes. Also, I want to take a moment to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's visiting with us for the first time this morning. Whether you're having a look, searching out a place to worship, we are glad to have you here, and we pray you enjoy the service and get what you have come here seeking. Amen. I now bring forth Minister Oliver.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. Look lively. Thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Mother Simmons made her transition. It's over for her. She's with the Lord. In a much better place. But we're still here. And while there is breath in our body, yet should we praise him. For every minute, every second, every grace that he has bestowed upon us. Thank God for everyone who is here today. The apostle and family is out of town, as was mentioned. And our prayers are with him. We thank God for the praise team, for Sister Sarah, and for opening us up in prayer. Amen. Amen. For Evangelist Marion, tithes and offering, we know what she meant. Yes. You heard it enough. Okay. Y'all not up here. Yes. Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so there may be meat in my house, says the Lord. And prove me, test me in this, and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. We've heard it. Thank God for Evangelist Marion. Amen. Thank God for the team in place to carry on in Apostle's stead. Amen. Amen. That is something to be grateful for, because we never know who the next is. We never know who's going to be the next one giving the tithes and offering, or offering the tithes and offering, or who's going to be the next person that gets up here to open us up in prayer. What would happen? You think we're going to stand still? No, there is always a ram in the bush. Amen. God has a purpose and God has a plan. And he will reveal it to us in his own time. Amen. 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 I will not be before you long today. I promise you. Golden Corral will not run out of your favorite dish. Kentucky Fried and Popeyes will not run out of chicken. That roast you have on the slow cooker will not burn. Amen. Amen. But we're going to get fed this morning. Amen. Stand with me, if you will, for the reading of the word. Coming to you from John, the book of John, chapter 8, beginning at verse 2 through 11. And it reads, now early in the morning, I'm in the New King James Version, NKJV, starting with verse 2. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher. Keep in mind, here they call him teacher. He's had many names, master, rabbi, but here he's teacher. This woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Father in heaven, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for the word that you have prepared for us. Father, we ask that you would speak to us in a way that we understand. Father, we ask that it would be encouragement to our spirit, uplifting in our hearts, and a light unto our path. But most of all, we ask that you let it be as you will. Let those that have ears hear. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's a familiar passage. One where a woman who allegedly was caught, according to scripture, in the act of adultery, and the scribes and Pharisees wanted to make a spectacle of it, which is what it amounts to. And a crowd gathered, in preparation to stone her. So the scribes brought her in the midst. And before I go any further, I want to give the title of this message for today, and it is, "The Stones Aren't Coming." The stones aren't coming. And as a subtext, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. So the scribes and Pharisees brought this woman out in the open, a woman they said that was caught in adultery in the very act. And they cited the law of Moses that said she was to be stoned. They said this to trick him. And we'll get into it a little bit later on, but these are the teachers of the law. They know the law, scribes, the Pharisees, the righteous folks, ready to stone her according to the law. But they got it wrong. That's not what the law said. Here's this woman caught in adultery. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't know how a single person such as this woman can get caught in the act of adultery by herself. Here's this woman all to her lonesome in the very act. We have the benefit of hindsight to look at this and see that up front, this don't make no sense. This is insane. Not only does it not make any sense, it's incorrect. Because that's not what the word said. But they want to test Jesus to see what he said. So what did the word really say? Fact of the matter, the word didn't say anything about stoning. Not in this context. Leviticus 20 and 10, which they were referencing. If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both adulterer and the adulteress are to be put to death. Say anything about stoning? There's a catch. You say nothing about stoning. But there is one that did speak of stoning. See, they got it all twisted. Deuteronomy 22. Verses 22 through 24 says, if a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. You must purge the evil from Israel. Verse 23, if a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. The young woman, because she was in a town and did not scream for help, and the man, because he violated another man's wife, again, you must purge the evil from among you. Oh, judgment was swift and effective then. Mosaic law didn't play. When it's done, it's done. Here it says stoning. But it had nothing to do with the adulterous woman. So they brought this woman, made their case before God, before Jesus. And the Bible says that he stooped down and began writing on the ground as if he didn't even hear them. But they kept at it. They kept badgering him. They kept badgering him. What do you say? What do you say? Let the first one among you without sin be the first one to throw a stone at her. And I like the part where he says they went away one by one, starting with the oldest. We've been around for a minute. Yeah, we started thinking way back. That Rolodex starts to play in our minds. Come to think about it.
Come on.
Yep. Got me. They were convicted by the word. But there's something peculiar in addition to this. They were talking to Jesus. They brought a woman caught in sin to Jesus, and Jesus' ministry is not to condemn. Jesus did not come to earth to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So now they bring this woman to him and ask for condemnation, and it doesn't happen. Is there a surprise? Trick number one. If Jesus had said to stone her, that very well would have nullified his mission. He wasn't there to condemn. On the other hand, we have to understand that Jews were not even allowed to carry out their own executions. Not under Roman law. Look it up. Look it up. Jews couldn't do that. So Jesus couldn't even, as a Jew, order her execution. They were looking for a cause to trip him up and trap him. That's just like the enemy. That's just like the enemy. Looking to trip you up and to trap you. Have you ever done anything and after you did it, you'd be like, I can't believe I got caught up in that.
Come on.
Hindsight is 20/20. Now you see the trap. Before, you didn't see the bait. You didn't see the trap because you were going after the bait. But when you got trapped, man, can't believe this. Got me. Oh, don't feel bad. There's a whole lot of folks in that company. Only one person escaped that. And that's Jesus himself. One person escaped that. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. Didn't say all except. And no exceptions here. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. The Lamb of God, who went to Calvary and died for our sins. So when Jesus died for our sins, we entered a new law. With Jesus' death, there was the birth of a new law. See, now we're under grace. Now we're under grace. No more stones. No more stones. Now, see, the stones aren't coming anymore. There isn't anybody that can stone you for doing wrong under God. But we do it every single day. Ain't that wino that used to hang out at the corner begging for change? Stones. Ain't that drug addict? Isn't that drug addict that we saw laying in the gutter up in here? Stones. Ain't that woman running around, you can't trust her with your man? Stones. We stone people every day with our mouths, with our tongues. constantly stoning folks. But we're just like those older folks and the folks in the crowd. Hit the rewind. Guarantee you drop your stone. What gutter did you crawl out of? What rock did you crawl out from under? What did God pull you out of? What did God save you from? That's a reason to praise God, that when you see somebody else that was out there in sin coming into the house of God, giving their lives to Christ. He did it for you. He can do it for them. Ain't no sense in us thinking we all that in a bag of chips because we got it all together now. No. But by the grace of God, there we go. All we have is grace. All we have is grace. If you think you got more than that, you're in trouble. You still trapped. You still not free. It's time to get free. It's time to stop thinking too much of ourselves. Other than what we are sinners saved by grace. That's it. Nothing else to add to it or take away. We are nothing more than sinners saved by grace. We ought to be thankful for that today. We ought to be thankful for that today. Trick, the trap, the bait. Stones, bait traps all over the place. And the enemy knows what bait to use. I don't know how many fishermen we have or people who fish. I won't be gender specific. But you don't always fish with the same bait. Am I right? See, it depends on what you're trying to catch. See, you don't always use night crawlers.
Come on.
Worms. See, sometimes you may use dough bait. Oh, I don't know if anybody else knows, but a fisherman who identified what dough bait is.
Come on.
Crawfish tails. Uh-huh. Whatever it is that you're trying to catch, or even lures, it ain't even bait. It's just a piece of shiny metal. It's bait. What is the enemy fishing for? The enemy knows your weakness. See, if alcohol ain't yours, he ain't gonna bring you alcohol. If drugs ain't yours, he ain't gonna bring you drugs. If women ain't yours, he ain't gonna bring you women. Be a room full of all of that. It's not your affinity, it'll sit there now till doomsday. The enemy knows what bait to use to catch you. But here's the kicker. The bait may change, but the trap is the same. When you're caught, you're caught. When he gets you, you got. The only thing that changes is the bait. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Jesus ignored him. Like he didn't even hear him. Yeah. Has anybody ever come to you with something that was so outlandish, so far-fetched? You're like, I can't believe they brought me something like this. Do I look that stupid that they felt that I would fall for something like that? I could imagine Jesus going through his mind saying, now, I know they don't think that I'm going to condemn this woman. That is not my call. That is not my mission. In fact, I'm here for them too. They may not realize it, but I'm there. I am here for them too. Let the first one among you without sin cast a stone. That's my answer. That's my final answer.
Come on.
And they called him teacher. Here they called him teacher. School's in session. Teacher brought out the whiteboard today.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say chalkboard. That's going back a little bit too far. They got something else now. We got some teachers in the house. They got some more stuff that... Smartboard. There it is, smartboard. See, it's out there for me. Whiteboard. Jesus brought out the whiteboard that day. And the Bible says that he bent down and he wrote on the ground. What did he write? Throughout Jesus' ministry, everywhere he went, he did two things. He spoke and he performed. He spoke, he performed miracles. He spoke, the blind would see. He spoke, the dead raised from the dead. He raised folks from the dead. He laid hands and people recovered. He spoke and he performed today. School is in session. Teacher, I got a question. He wrote it twice. Twice he wrote it. Now, any other time, wherever Jesus is, there's somebody there to scrutinize, politicize, do whatever they could to try to get him in a trick bag. They scrutinized everything he said and did.
Yeah.
Who is this healing on the Sabbath?
Yeah.
He says he's the Son of God. Oh, they were critical of everything he said and did. But now here's something that's libel. Here's something that's written on the ground. To this day, there's all kind of speculation as to what that is. So I went and I looked it up. Five possibilities. Sins of those who were there. He wrote the verdict. He fulfilled Jeremiah 17 and 13. It says, they will write the dust. Let me read it to you so that we get it right. Jeremiah 17 and 13. Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in the dust because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water. That's one translation for the belief of what he wrote. The other translation says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. Now, that's all kinds of stuff all kinds of stuff that possibility, what he wrote. The significance here is this is the only documentation in the Bible where Jesus wrote anything. Anybody out there find it? If you do, please see me afterwards, because I want to know where that is. Nowhere in the Bible does it say Jesus wrote anything he spoke, he performed. Here he wrote.
That's good.
They missed it.
That's good. Come on.
What? There is nothing that Jesus did on this earth that was insignificant. Everything he did had meaning, and it was meant to teach us something.
Amen.
Nothing was for nothing. Nothing was in vain. So I'm asking, Lord, what is it? What is it here that Jesus was trying to teach us? What's in this particular message right here that we're missing? And the Spirit said, it blew me away. They were so focused on the bait trap that they missed out on the written word. We get so tied up and tangled up in what we got going on in this world. We get so distracted chasing bait, chasing this, chasing that, that we miss out on the written word of God that will save us on this earth. We are so concerned about everything else. We miss the written word right in front of us. How can that be? Right here. Right in our face. And we miss it. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. It's a trap. Here's the bad thing about a trap. You could be caught in it and don't know it. You didn't know that, did you? You can be caught in a trap and not know it. How? Because it ain't all about a line with a hook. See, they fish for crabs.
Come on.
And they have these little crates that they drop in the ocean with the buoys on them. And every now and then, the fisherman comes by and collects those traps. Yeah. Caught some. You can be trapped in sin and don't know it. Yes, you can. Many folks are trapped in sin and they think they're free. Why? Because they haven't experienced the consequences yet. They haven't hit that pot of boiling water yet. They haven't been filleted yet.
Come on.
Caught in a trap. Walking dead and don't know it. Because they took the bait. They took the bait. Don't leave here today thinking that you have time. Time is a trap. Time is bait. Why? Because time does not belong to us. Time belongs to God. All we have is grace. And one thing we need to know and understand about grace is grace is not a license to sin. It is permission to live. Don't think you got tomorrow. Don't think you got one more fling. Don't think you got one more drink, one more high, one more hit. That is not promised to you. It's bait. Caught in your trap and don't know it. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us to see the trap. Stand back for 1 second and evaluate before you make your move. You would be surprised at some of the dumb stuff you can get trapped in. And you will feel so. Stupid. Trying to be politically correct, but and the stone throwers will see it. Say, can you believe that? Can you believe they fell for that? If I had known that they were that easy, I had a bridge to sell them. Bait. They fell for the bait. They went for the bait and fell in the trap. Stay away from the bait. Time is bait. Time is bait. Thinking you have tomorrow. Mm-mm. Nope. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Right here and now is all we have. Right here and now, this very moment, 5 minutes from now. You don't know. 10 minutes from now, an hour from now. You don't know. They brought the woman before Christ. And if you saw the depiction, she was all shabby and scantily clad, looked like she just put her clothes on, hair messed up, dirty. And they brought her and put her in the midst. She didn't have time to get herself together. She didn't have time to go get cleaned up and put on her Sunday best. They brought her as she was. They brought her as she was. Don't think that you have time to get yourself together. You cannot get yourself together. If you thinking that you can do this all by yourself, you are lost. There is no hope for you if you think you can do this by yourself. As soon as I get myself together, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I really am. I hope by God's grace you're right. I hope by God's grace you are right. I don't think you're gonna get yourself together. It's not gonna happen. You can't do it. Nope. Bait. It's a trap. Bait. It's a trap. Thinking you have time and you can get yourself together. And that you have time to get yourself together. Right here, right now is all you have. Those who heard it. Those who heard what Jesus said were convicted. I hope and pray somebody is here today that hears this or online, Facebook and YouTube, are convicted. I hope that before this service is over, somebody gives their lives to Christ. Before they turn off the set, before they tune out, before they walk out this door. But by the grace of God, dare any of us go. But by the grace of God, that's all we have. Don't take the bait trap thinking that you got more. Everybody in this room is under the same umbrella of grace. Everybody, no exceptions. Me too. I don't get a pass because I'm up here. I don't get a pass because I wore this wine color shirt. My shoes are shiny. I can talk. I can walk. No. God is no respecter of persons. Every single one of us in here has one title. One title only. Minister? Nope. Deacon? Nope. Apostle? Nope. Deaconess, prophetess, nope. Every single one of us is a servant.
That's it.
That's it, her.
Nothing more. We are servants. This isn't glamorous, glitzy, status. Whatever. Servitude is humble. Servitude, you have to have a servant's heart to be a servant.
There it is. There it is.
So you can't do it grudgingly. Oh, man, it's time to make the donuts. Time to cook, gotta clean. No, we do it cheerfully,
yes.
Willingly.
Amen.
If you're doing it grudgingly, keep it.
Amen.
Keep it. That's not what God is looking for. He's looking for a pure heart, somebody that's willing. Willing. No arm twisting. Nobody gonna make you. No, no, no. It's voluntary. It's voluntary. You do it because you want to. Free will, you do it because you want to choose this day who you will serve. Choose today who you will serve, God or man. As for me, in my house, we shall serve the Lord. That's your choice. That's your choice. Not mine. I can't choose it for you. Your neighbor can't choose it for you. The person in the front of you and back of you, they can't choose it from you. Your friends can't choose it for you, your mother, your father, your sister. Nobody can choose it for you but you. You can't say, but so-and-so told me, persuaded me, and I thought, no, bait. Bait. And the enemy is just waiting. To stone you to death.
Yes, indeed. So true.
And when you're dead, that's it. Because the Bible says that after death, then judgment. After death, then judgment. After death, then judgment. Me, you, everybody here, all over the world. Nobody escapes. Nobody. And if anybody thinks they do, bait. You're lost. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. It is a trick to get you in a trap. I liked how they quoted Moses, Law of Moses. They had all answers. See, everybody that comes to you with a word ain't right.
Come on.
Everybody that comes to you with a word isn't right. It may sound right. It may sound close. But I don't care if you take away one word. It's wrong. Don't add to or take away from. That's in the word. Study to show yourself approved, a workman before God that need not be ashamed, rightfully. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. You don't believe me? I was in John chapter 8 today, verses 2 through 11. This was a New King James Version. Read it for yourself. I also spoke about Deuteronomy 22, 20 through to 24. Look it up. Romans 3, 23 through 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. I'm on a mission and a mandate to give the word today. Right here. Right out of the book. Take it or leave it. It is not for me to force it on you. I thank God for everybody who is here today. Everybody online. Facebook, YouTube, whatever means we have right now that's streaming, that's out there getting this word out. I thank God for everybody who is hearing it and has heard it. You can't say, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I hadn't heard that. Did this bless your soul today?
Yes.
I want to encourage whoever is here right now who has not given their lives to Christ to take this moment to do so. And it's not hard. It's not hard. There's no tricks. You don't have to do anything special. None of that. You don't have to run around the sanctuary. Walk up, walk back. Nope, 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 none of that. How simple is it and how easy is it? It's right here. Right in your mouth. And to make sure we get it right, I want to read it to you. And you can look it up for yourself. Romans 10, verses 9 through 13. That if you confess with your heart, or confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Verse 13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here tonight and you have not confessed that Jesus is Lord, now is your time. Online, Facebook, YouTube, now is your time to confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And if you do that, when you do that, the Bible says you will be saved. Yes. That's it. That's it. Confess. Believe. Confess. Believe. That's all. No magic tricks. You don't have to do cartwheels. No hazing. No stoning. We're not going to stone you. Couldn't care less what your sins are. I got my own to worry about. And it says, confess your sins. The woman was caught in adultery. Jesus did not say, go and don't commit adultery anymore. He said, go and sin no more. Don't try to list your sins. Lest you forget. Or those are just the only ones that you care to mention. But God knows our heart. He knows everything we've done, right and wrong. Confess your sins. Don't try to run down them. No. No. My memory is not that good. If yours is, God bless you for it. Confess your sins. Sins. That's it. And the Bible says that if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. There's nothing left, no blot left, no blemish left, no speck left, washed clean. If we confess, Lord, I confess right now. Lord, I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe, I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe that God raised him from the dead right now. Not 5 minutes from now, not tomorrow, not next week. Don't wait for next Sunday. Right now. And if you did that, you will be saved. That's not me saying it. I cannot save you. You can't save you. It's a gift. It's free. Who can boast? I can't say that I did thus and so and was saved. No. I bought this and I was saved. I donated that and I was saved. No. You cannot buy salvation. Salvation is free. Bought and paid for by the Lamb of God. That ransom is paid. It's done. When he said it's finished, it was finished. Don't leave here without giving your life to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Is there anyone here who does not have a church home? Doesn't matter whether is here or any place else. We're just opening up the doors here. What I say is find a church, some place that you can fellowship with. Hook up with folks who are like you. Get away from, get new friends. It's okay. Get new friends. Yeah, they gonna stone you. Oh, you think you something now. No. Well, I am. I'm a child of God. And that's enough. I don't care what you say. I'm a child of God. You can throw all the stones you want at me. None affect. They fall to the ground. Is there anybody here that does not have a church home and would like to join up with us here at New Covenant Worship Center? We keep it real. The Word. No funny Bibles. No. Nope. No funny Bibles here. Everybody's covered. Those who gave their lives to Christ, heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. Amen. Amen.
Was that a good word, folks? Oliver, we appreciate your time and your talents, your God-given talents, because that was a word from God today. Amen. Do we have any first-time visitors here today? If you are, will you please stand? So will you tell us your name and who invited you and how you enjoyed the service?
My name is James, and I'm with Mr. Lewis.
Okay.
What else would you say?
Did you enjoy the service
yes,
today?
Yes, I did. I'm very thankful to be here. There's a bunch of people that I know here. I'm so blessed to be here right now.
And we're blessed to have you. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else? Well, thank you all. You know, that was truly a blessed word, because we got to stop thinking we're better than. Thinking, making other people feel insignificant. Because all have sinned and come short. You know. So think about that. Next time you want to condemn somebody, I may not have done what you've done. You may have done what I've done, but everybody has done something.
Amen.
So who are we to judge? And Sister Tina, today's her birthday. You guys give Sister Tina a round of applause. Her and Brother Mike, they joined me for the movement ministry yesterday. I was by my lonesome, but I made some new friends. So thank you all, and the rest of y'all are welcome to join me any Saturday. So thank you. This is it for us today. We don't have anything else going on, but thank you all for coming. Thank you for being obedient and coming in Pastor's absence. I'm glad that everyone still came out. And so, Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for the word that went first, Father. May it do what you have called it to do, Father. May you order our steps and protect us the coming up week, Father. We ask for the comfort to come to the Simmons family, Father, into this house, Father, because we love Mother Simmons, Father, and we will miss her already. But if anybody deserves to be in glory with you, it's Mother Simmons, Father, and we rejoice in that fact. We thank you for Pastor and Pastor Benice and Apostle in their absence. May they have traveled in grace. May they come home refreshed, enjoy each other, and committed to the family, Father, with each other, and be on the same plane and come back to us, Father, unharmed, unscathed, and rejoiced. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We are dismissed. Thank you so much.